The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The Obama administration is trying to reassure Americans that government eavesdroppers do not sit at computer terminals browsing their private conversations. White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough says on CBS's Face the Nation,
the president recognizes that he has a fundamental obligation to the American people, and that's to keep them safe. But he also swore an oath to uphold the Constitution.
More after this from Charlie. We know that the NSA has been collecting the phone records of every American, basically the information on your bill. Now we're finding out how many actual conversations they listen to. According to a document sent by top intelligence officials to Congress over the weekend, it was fewer than 300 conversations last year, and all of them were flagged as having ties to foreign terrorist organizations. But whistleblower Edward Snowden claimed that he could tap into any conversation. So CBS's Bob Schieffer put it to the White House Chief of Staff.
He claimed, for example, that he could listen in on anybody's conversation, including the president's. Did he overstate his ability to do these things?
It's surely my view that he did.
As for whether the program actually stops terrorist plots, Michigan Republican Mike Rogers, who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, says newly declassified documents show that it has.
There are several dozen or more that we've disrupted plots that have saved Americans' lives and also our allies in excess of 20 countries.
But on CNN's State of the Union, Senator Mark Udall, Democrat of Colorado, says that's not good enough for him.
The fact that every call I make to my friends, to my family, is noted, where I am, the length of it. Maybe Americans think this is okay, but I think the line has been drawn too far towards that we're going to invade your privacy versus we're going to respect your privacy.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.